Exclusive, Jeff Brown, Green New Deal, Built Back Better, Great Reset All Intertwined. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on April 6, 2022. Jeff Brown, a financial analyst, futurist, and founder of Brownstone Research, which provides investing expertise to help everyday investors, an advertising sponsor of Breitbart News, said on Wednesday's episode of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow that the Green New Deal, Build Back Better, and Great Reset are in a very frightening way very intertwined with each other. Brown started by talking about how America's desire to shift manufacturing and production offshore was the catalyst to feed globalization. However, he said that the pandemic showed us things can fall apart really quickly, which is a silver lining because job reshoring is slowly taking place. Brown mentioned that former President Donald Trump kicked into high gear efforts to bring manufacturing jobs back to America. He noted that although Biden appears to be shifting jobs back to America, it is now happening out of sheer necessity. Breitbart Middle. Jeff Brown, April 6, 2022. In fact, the whole foreign direct investment and reshoring, while it started from my perspective in 2010, it really kicked into high gear in 2016, Brown said. And that's when President Trump obviously took office and he has put in place some very strong economic incentives for companies to bring manufacturing back onshore. But it's now happening out of sheer necessity. And it was eventually going to happen. But this whole pandemic has certainly acted as a catalyst to accelerate that trend, he added. Brown said that most products can be manufactured onshore in the United States in a way that is far better for our environment. Speaking about increased gas prices, food shortages, and the supply chain crisis, Brown said these things cannot be resolved in short order. We've seen countries around the world stop exporting their food products because they know the shortages are coming, so they have to keep their food production onshore, Brown said. After host Alex Marlow discussed the commonalities between the World Economic Forum's Great Reset, Biden's Build Back Better plan, and the Democrats' Green New Deal, Brown said they are in a very frightening way very intertwined with each other. Brown talked about how he is more concerned with the World Economic Forum's promotion of transhumanism than their proposed Great Reset, which he refers to as a great recalibration. The one that has me even more concerned is this concept of transhumanism, which in the World Economic Forum has been discussed widely, Brown said. He explained that transhumanism is really referring to the genetic modification, genetic editing of our DNA on a large scale, with the explicit purpose to monitor what's happening, both inside of our bodies, but also to obviously elicit certain traits in our own character, or physiology. What's frightening is that this is actually a very real and intentional discussion that's happening associated with this Great Reset, he said. The conversation shifted towards inflation, and Marlow asked Brown if he had any hedges to recommend to people to combat inflation. Inflation is a monetary phenomenon. You're exactly right, Brown said. This is entirely the results of Biden's monetary policies. What have we seen in the last 15 months? Roughly $5 trillion worth of printing. An extraordinary number by any accounts. He explained that gold would not be as good of a hedge now as it was under former President Barack Obama's administration. It's just not reacting in the way that it used to, he said. He warned against people keeping their cash savings in a bank account. The reality is that when we have 7.5-8% inflation, and the average bank account is only yielding, you know, less than a fraction of a percent, Brown said. Then we have negative real interest rates, which means if we leave cash in the bank, basically the government is effectively confiscating, you know, 7.5% of our wealth or of our cash savings annually. And so, that's not a safe place for our assets. He propped up the benefits of a 30 or 20-year fixed loan as a way to combat inflation. And a 30-year fixed loan or a 20-year fixed loan is the greatest hedge that you can have against irresponsible monetary policy because you're paying back that loan with devalued dollars at the same nominal rate, Brown said. The upcoming midterm elections will be an opportunity for America to change course over the next 2 to 3 years, Brown noted. He said the immediate impact of Biden's economic policies would drive Americans to the voting booth this November. In terms of awareness, to use your words, a silver lining. The immediate impact of these egregious policies is so visible to everyone every day, Brown said. It's not just our gas prices. It's literally our electricity prices, it's our costs for natural gas. It's a cost for heating oil. And certainly, the food prices have been soaring. And so I think we are empowered as citizens to make a choice in the upcoming midterm elections and then once again in 2024, he said. So I am encouraged by oddly enough how bad things have become so quickly because I'm hoping I believe that that will be a catalyst for change over the course of the next 24 to 36 months. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.